Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. I'm actually broadcasting tonight from the Office of American Free Press, the weekly newspaper for which I am a correspondent, as is Mark Glenn, who also is a broadcaster on this network, co-host of the Liberty Hour with USS Liberty survivor Phil Turney. I'm here at the American Free Press office this evening working on my latest book, which I hope to wrap up over the next couple days. While everybody else is out there stuffing themselves, I'm going to be dieting and working. This book is on the topic of the New World Order, folks, and I want to tell you something. Although there have been a lot of books out there on the New World Order, lots of very valuable books containing a lot of valuable information, the more and more I look at my manuscript, I truly believe that this is the one, at least in my opinion, my humble opinion, I might add, this is the one that's really going to put it all in context. I hate to make an assessment of my own writing of that nature, such a grandiose description of what I have written. But I want to tell you, folks, that the one thing that has always bothered me about most of the more recent writings on the New World Order, particularly since the advent of the Internet, is that these writings fail to address the Jewish connection, the Talmudic connection, the roots of the New World Order in ancient Babylon. And this is a comprehensive history of this whole sordid topic, and I'm looking forward to wrapping it up and getting it to the printer, because I think it's going to set a lot of people straight. It should set people straight. It should make them understand that so much of what some people call the New World Order and which some people describe as the New World Order is far from that. Far from it. I don't claim to have the last word on the topic, because much of my writing is based, obviously, on a substantial amount of research that I've done over the years from a wide variety of sources. And what I've tried to do is pull it all together, pull the best of the best together, and put it in a framework that people can understand. There's much more to the New World Order than the Council on Foreign Relations or the Bilderberg Group. It has its roots in ideology. It has its roots in religion and philosophy. And, of course, the framework for the New World Order is the Rothschild Empire. And while there's been much written about the Rothschild Empire, a lot of good work on the topic, it's not been put together in such an all-encompassing fashion, in my opinion. But, of course, I can talk all about my book, but it isn't finished yet. I know so many people who talk about their books that are coming out or books that they're writing, but until those books are between two covers, as any author can tell you, a book doesn't exist. Well, if I'm a little rough this evening and going to the breaks, you'll forgive me because I don't have my fancy clock that goes by the second. So if all of a sudden the music starts playing and I'm in the middle of some grand discussion of some powerful topic, or if our listeners are interrupted, you'll forgive me for that. I do suspect we have a break coming up very shortly, and we will be taking some calls later here in the hour. But before we go to the break, I just want you to know that President George W. Bush and members of the White House staff managed to gather 100 coats that they distributed to a Washington charitable organization, which promptly began handing them out to the homeless. Wouldn't it be nicer if we took billions of dollars from the foreign aid budget to Israel and found homes for the homeless people in Washington and elsewhere? Yeah, it would be. But the president gets headlines by collecting away coats.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here on this December 23rd, I guess it is. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve. We won't be broadcasting here tomorrow night, so I will wish you now a Merry Christmas. Hope you have a safe holiday weekend. Don't eat too much. Well, President Bush had his last Hanukkah party at the White House. Now, I know a lot of you out there are saying, I can hear you saying it now, well, Hanukkah is a Jewish holiday, and Judaism is not Zionism, and Zionism is not Judaism. Well, okay, we've said that for the record, folks. But I want to tell you that at the Hanukkah party, a highlight included a candle lighting by the grandsons of President Harry Truman and Israel's founding father, David Ben-Gurion. The pair lit the Truman menorah, which Ben-Gurion had given to the former president. Of course, you know, Harry Truman was the president who was the first American president to formally recognize Israel as a sovereign state. Well, as I pointed out here last night, the menorah, in fact, is the official symbol of the state of Israel. A lot of people think it's that Star of David that appears on the Israeli flag. No, it's not. It's the menorah. And, of course, we also have the menorah on the National Mall, our U.S. taxpayer-financed National Mall, which I've said is just a symbolism of the non-separation of church and state. Well, in this case, synagogue and state, certainly the state of the United States, and what a state we are in today. But I found it interesting that Harry Truman's grandson was included there. I doubt very much during that ceremony at the White House They quoted President Harry Truman's diary of July 21, 1947. Now, the diaries have never been formally published, but excerpts, as you know, if you're a regular listener or a longtime listener, I've cited this time and time again, and I'll keep on citing it because it's worth saying it for the record. Harry Truman, who recognized the State of Israel, wrote in his diary on July 21, 1947, as follows, and this was cited in the Washington Post on July 11, 2003. Truman wrote, "The Jews have no sense of proportion, nor do they have any judgment on world affairs. The Jews, I find, are very, very selfish. They care not how many Estonians, Latvians, Finns, Poles, Yugoslavs, or Greeks get murdered or mistreated as post-war displaced persons, as long as the Jews get special treatment. Yet when they have power, physical, financial, or political, neither Hitler nor Stalin has anything on them for cruelty or mistreatment to the underdog." Provocative. And that's putting it lightly. Mike Piper didn't say that, ladies and gentlemen. Harry Truman said that. President of the United States. Well, the Jewish Telegraph Agency says the Bush administration is making a last-gasp push for Palestinian statehood, or the nearest it can get to it, with the apparent quiet encouragement of President-elect Barack Obama. But, the Jewish Telegraph Agency adds, Israel, on the other hand, may end up balking. They always do, ladies and gentlemen. They always do. Well, some sad Christmas news from Texas. A lot of you are listening down in Texas. This is from the Associated Press. The Army is now probing what the headline refers to as a rash of recruiter suicides. A young man, Sergeant Henderson, who was an Army recruiter, committed suicide. He's the fourth member of the Army's Houston recruiting battalion to commit suicide in the past 3 years. Something his widow, among others, blames on the psychological scars of combat combined with the pressure cooker job of trying to sell the war. The all-volunteer Army is under heavy pressure to sign recruits and retain soldiers while it wages two wars. Now, as you know, folks, I should say I have cited here on this program other news stories throughout the past several years noting the high incidence of suicide in the Army. Well, you know, I clipped this article out, and I'm sending it to my friend, the big-shot lawyer, who, you know, over the past couple years is known for his refrain, well, we have to support the troops. In other words, support George Bush and the kosher conservatives who got us into this war. Not us. I haven't had to fight the war, but a lot of American men and women have. I don't need to go into the details of that. It would be a rhetorical flourish to do it. But here's what I scribbled. Here's what I scribbled on this clipping. Shame, shame, shame. This is what Bush and his Jewish handlers have done to military morale, fighting needless wars. Support the troops, not Israel and the Jewish lobby. You see, that's what the people who have been saying support the troops have really been saying, although unfortunately many good people, like my friend the big-shot lawyer, they just don't understand it, and if they do understand it, they don't want to admit it. Well, as I say, shame, shame, shame. Well, talking about separation of synagogue and state, the Jewish Community Relations Council in Virginia is pushing the state of Virginia to increase funding for the Jewish Social Service Agency. Wait a minute. You're telling me that the Jewish Social Service Agency is getting money from the government? Now, the board was hit with a 5% budget cut. But here's the good news for those who support U.S. taxpayer dollars going to religious organizations. The Jewish Social Service Agency was still able to create an estimated 125 new jobs through partnerships with Israeli companies. Israeli companies, ladies and gentlemen, the Jewish Social Service Agency, funded in part by the taxpayers of Virginia, is having deals with Israeli companies. Now, I'm asking you, what in the hell is the problem here? Should these American, presumably American, Jewish Social Service agencies, shouldn't they be dealing with American companies, small businesses that are financially strapped? Or is it anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish for me to question this? Is it anti-Jewish for me to say that U.S. taxpayer funds shouldn't be going to a religious organization? I mean, hey, isn't that what it's supposed to be all about here? And then to find out they're having deals with foreign companies? Why? Why the special privilege? What in the hell is going on in this country? I mean, you know, I always say I'm amazed that I continue to be amazed at this. But this is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. And we're not supposed to say anything about it. We're just supposed to sit back and say, oh, well, yes, this is wonderful. This is how politics works. Well, no, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't how it's supposed to work. This is supposed to be a country where everybody has an equal shot. But that isn't how it works, ladies and gentlemen. And this is a perfect example of it right here and now. But, of course, for me to bring this up, there are people who are saying, oh, well, you know, oh, Piper's an anti-Semite, Piper's this, Piper's that. Well, that's fine. I don't care. I'm not too concerned about those accusations. I'm not going to let it worry me. You know, I've heard different commentators here on this network, Mark Glenn among them, and certainly myself, comment about the fact that despite the fact 180 people killed in the Mumbai terrorist attacks, we only hear about the Jews that were killed. And, you know, to his credit, Larry Udelson, who's described as a veteran journalist and observant Jew, has been attacking the Jewish Week of New York, which recently declared the attack in Mumbai to be another day in infamy, referring to it as essentially saying it's another milestone in anti-Semitism, despite the fact that the vast majority of those people killed were not Jews. He said, Udelson wrote, you wouldn't know from this paragraph or the eight that follow that nearly 200 non-Jews were killed in the coordinated terror attacks whose primary targets were foreigners in Mumbai. The official paper of the United Jewish Appeal Federation of Greater New York treats them as unpersons. He says it was, quote, a particularly egregious example of the particularistic Jewish response. Well, good for Mr. Udelson for saying that. I'm glad he said that. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are mad at him for saying that, but in fact, it's true. And it echoes what I have said here in this program many, many times, what many of you have said in calls to this network. You know, it just seems to never end. I continue to be amazed that I'm amazed. Well, the Madoff scandal has provoked a lot of commentary. I don't know what happened to the money, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? I do think when all is said and done, that whatever we hear in the mass media probably is not true. I'm not going to pretend to have any idea as to knowing what happened to it, but like I say, the way things work, probably the stories we hear are not true. We do know, as the late Andrew St. George wrote in the Spotlight, that the savings and loan money that was ripped off, a lot of it went to Israel's nuclear weapons program. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. You can't deny it. All right, we're going to the break. You're welcome to call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. If I sound mad, as in angry, as opposed to insane, it's because I am, because there's all this crap that we have to deal with. There are some wise voices out there. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi just took a trip to Russia, and he wrote a piece which was published in the, I don't know if he wrote it himself, but it's written under his name, published in a Washington Times today, talking about the U.S., constant U.S. offensives against Russia by the Bush administration, and which, in fact, were echoed by Barack Obama and his now vice president-to-be, Joe Biden. Well, listen to what Muammar Gaddafi says. This could have been said by George Washington or James Monroe, Andrew Jackson or Thomas Jefferson. He says, as America reassesses its role in the world under a new president, it should consider a return to the Monroe Doctrine, which called for non-interference in problems or relations with Europe and non-expansion by European countries of their colonial hegemony toward America. This principle of non-interference should be extended by and for all countries of the world. Greed, stupidity, recklessness, and miscalculation must not continue to implicate humanity in war. Russia is not the Soviet Union. Birchers, do you hear that? Russia is not the Soviet Union, Gaddafi says. The world has moved on, and cooperation, not intimidation, is the key to peace and progress. Will the West wake up to this fact in time? I would substitute the word West with the phrase Jewish power brokers of the Zionist elite. But needless to say, I think Gaddafi has put his finger on it. Well, George Bush, we've talked about what a great Christmas man he is. You know, he collected these 100 coats at the White House, and they're being passed out to the homeless. He did issue some pardons. Most of the pardons that he issued went to people who had been convicted on a number of crimes of a variety of sorts. But he did not pardon the two Border Patrol agents who were convicted of shooting a drug smuggler. He didn't pardon them, despite the fact a lot of people asked for a pardon for them. Nor, of course, did he pardon Jim Traficant. But he did issue a pardon to the late Charles Winters. He was a Miami businessman who was born in Boston, a Protestant. He was convicted in 1949 for violating the Neutrality Act by conspiring to supply arms, aircraft, to Israel, to Jews fighting in Israel's 1948 War of Independence. Well, Mr. Winters is dead, but his family says they're overwhelmed. He went to jail for violating the Neutrality Act. He worked to transfer two converted B-17 Flying Fortresses to Israel's defense forces. He personally flew one of the aircraft from Miami to Czechoslovakia, where that plane and a third B-17 were retrofitted for use as bombers. A few years ago, another guy, Al Schwimmer, was pardoned while still alive for his role in that affair. But isn't it interesting? That's who George Bush granted a posthumous pardon to. Isn't that amazing? There's that word amazing again. Ladies and gentlemen, amazing, amazing, amazing. All right, well, we have a few more comments I'd like to go through, but I'll tell you what. We have a caller here who I want to bring up right now. He is a familiar voice to you. He's been a guest on this show. He's a good man. And that, of course, is Phil Turney. Phil Turney, USS Liberty survivor, welcome aboard.
Hey, thank you very much, Michael. Thank you for having me on your show. Merry Christmas, and God bless you, sir. It's my pleasure.
Same to you, Phil.
I wanted to comment a little bit on just what you said about pardons, and you know, it always comes. I don't know why, but every administration. Well, I guess I do know why, Michael. I guess we all know, but why every administration puts Israel first, and to hell with the rest of America. It just makes me sick to my stomach. We're in terrible, terrible times. The Jewish Zionist bankers have bankrupted us. I was on a show yesterday, Press TV, and I expressed my views on what I thought about Madoff and what he's doing. And if you can believe it or not, his defender says, well, he gave money to Liberty, or excuse me, to Jewish foundations to help the poor. Now, if you believe that...
Stolen money, nonetheless, but people will defend him because of that. Isn't that amazing?
Michael, it is amazing, and you know what? What's even more amazing is... the United States of America public.
Hey, Bill, I hear the music coming up. Hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been joined by Phil Turney, USS Liberty survivor and co-host of the Liberty Hour right here on RBN, heard every Saturday.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins, Pfeiffer here at republicbroadcasting.org. And it's not too late, by the way, to send a Christmas present, however late it may be, to RBN to help keep this network in operation. We have Phil Turney from the Liberty Hour here on RBN right with us at this moment. Phil was talking about the Madoff scandal and how he was criticized for talking about the scandal, and how people excuse Mr. Madoff's $50 billion fraud by saying that, well, Madoff was a nice fellow because he gave money to Jewish charities. Phil, go on.
Michael, absolutely. And I was dumbfounded when I heard that. And the personalities on the show, when I re-looked at it this morning, they had looks on their face like, boy, what did I just say? I mean, it's unbelievable. They're fooling the American public. They're the Jewish monster has robbed our country of our very soul, our blood and guts of our innocent men and women and uniform. And Michael, I'm just terribly afraid that if we don't get this under control soon, we're going to be a third world country.
Well, I mean, the country's already on the verge of bankruptcy. I mean, let's face it, we're involved in foreign conflicts that we have no reason to be involved in. We've lost nearly 4,000, maybe the figure is higher, 4,000 Americans have died over there. tens of thousands of others have been butchered for life. Their families have been disrupted. You know, it is frightening, Phil. And, you know, what bothers me is that, you know, 25 years or so when I first got involved in all this mess, I was telling people that these things were going to happen, and they have. And I just hope that the next 25 years will reverse the trend, reverse the course of events, and that 25 years from now, God willing, when we're here, we'll be able to, you and I and so many other people who've been in the midst of this, and you've certainly faced it directly head on that day back in 1967. I hope we can look back and say that we succeeded in trying to reverse the course, because if we don't, we may not be here 25 years from now, and our children and grandchildren won't be here either.
Absolutely, Mike, and I'll tell you the very, very saddest part of this whole mess with our passionate attachment to Israel is we can cut it off today, but they won't do it. And here we are still borrowing $15 million every day to pay these guys off for what I don't know, but I guess they're blackmailing everybody around the world. In Congress, the president, who knows?
Phil, people like the Anti-Defamation League try to say that talking about the affairs of Wall Street are anti-Semitic, and you know, say, well, you know, it's not all Jewish bankers and not all Jewish financiers, which is very, very true. But I'm here to tell you, Phil, and I'm here to tell the audience too, that you cannot separate U.S. foreign policy from what has happened on Wall Street, because many of these key figures in Wall Street have been some of the primary funders of the powerful Jewish lobby that has brought our foreign policy to where it is today. These people who were stealing all this money up there and were giving it to the Jewish lobby and these Jewish social service organizations that have expanded Jewish power in this country to the point that there can only be one position vis-a-vis Israel, and that's all-out support for Israel. And that's a fact. And anyone who says otherwise is a liar or a fool.
Mike, I'll tell you what, man, you are so right on. And it is my deep honor to be on the show with you. I respect you so much. You're bright. You write wonderful books. You know what's going on in the world. I wish more people would listen to you. And I don't want to take up any more of your time other than say that I hope to God that people listen to this show and realize that RBN, you, the Liberty Hour, Mark Dankoff, and so many others, by Roger, by the way, we'll see him on another station someday. I hope not. But the thing with RBN is it is the truth in broadcasting. You can say the truth, and the First Amendment is taken care of. We're not lying here, and if we are, prove us wrong. And basically, that's all I wanted to say.
Well,
and
Bill,
I
let
wish
me just
you a
say
very
this
Merry
much.
Christmas.
Let me return a compliment and make it even more distinctive, because I want to tell you something. I've told Mark Glenn this off the air privately many, many times. I listen to your broadcast usually not live, but in the archives here. I listen to the broadcast, the Liberty Hour, and there's hardly a week that hasn't gone by that I haven't called Mark and said, my God, that broadcast was even better than last week's broadcast, because you two have made a tremendous team that have really contributed so much. You've had some outstanding guests on your program, and if people who are listening to this program aren't listening to Liberty Hour, they should be, because you've had some guests on your program, people of real prominence, people of real substance, who brought out so many important facts about what's going on vis-a-vis U.S. foreign policy and other matters that I don't want to slight any of our other hosts on this network, but as far as I'm concerned, I think you two have the best thing going, and I mean that sincerely.
Well, God bless you for saying that, Mike, and I just know you mean that in your heart totally.
Yeah, well, you keep it up, Bill.
Well, Well, I appreciate it. I just want to say one more thing about Mark Glenn. If there isn't a better guy on this earth and his family, I don't know of anyone that gives more to this country with his brightness, his writing, and his commitment and love of the United States of America, just like you do, Mike. And closing with that, I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And listen, just like you said a few minutes ago, Mike, RBN, let's support RBN. Let's send in a few bucks. You know, it doesn't have to be a lot, but we need this on the air every night, every day, 24 hours a day, as long as we can keep it going.
Hear, hear.
RBN. RBN is it.
Okay, Phil, thanks very much for that call. Tell Lisa I said hello.
Hey, God bless you, and thank you. I will. Thanks a
lot,
right. Mike.
Thanks, Phil. Great call from a great man, and when I say a great man, I mean a great man, ladies and gentlemen. Well, must tell you about this. I received an email, I guess just today, trying to catch up on my email, and this gentleman writes. He says, I believe it was your December 4th show that you carelessly mentioned that Israel had contracted to, quote, secure sensitive areas of Vatican City. You had a pretty good laugh about it, too. I now hope that you will correct yourself after reading this attached news story from Vatican City itself, if you haven't already. And then there was a story attached. The writer says, you're not doing any better than Alex Jones if you don't check out your stories before blurting them out or making wild assumptions. Well, that's a lot of name-calling there, folks. But, you know, I got the attachment that the gentleman sent, and I took a look at it. And, you know, I wrote him back, and I said, well, I said, you know, my initial source on that was, I believe it was, the Washington Jewish Week newspaper, although it could have been the Forward newspaper. In any case, two very respected Jewish community newspapers saying that an Israeli firm had, in fact, gotten a contract at like $5 million to install smart cameras, so-called smart cameras along the perimeter of Vatican City. Well, I did some subsequent checking, and David Bedine, the Middle East correspondent for the Philadelphia Bulletin, certainly no hate sheet, said that their Middle East news line has confirmed this to be the case. And, of course, I found other sources of it. But what's interesting, folks, is, and I said to myself, well, I'm going to actually read the story from the Catholic News Service. The author of it is Carol Glatt. And the story, it's a rather long story, talks about how people try to attach themselves to the Vatican to promote their own product. And I said to myself, oh, well, you know, a lot of people do that. And then it said this. Here's what the story says. One company that makes motion-sensitive surveillance equipment recently sent out a press release saying it clinched a major contract with the Vatican, referring to the 37-mile perimeter. But the Catholic News Service story says, but such big claims sent off alarm bells for some because the 16th and 17th century walls surrounding the tiny city-state are barely 2 miles long. Then, it says, a member of the Vatican Security Force told Catholic News Service this was just the latest example of using the Vatican to build credibility and boost sales. The security officer, who asked not to be named, said that while the security company makes, quote, products of excellent quality, the Vatican only uses its surveillance gear, quote, in a few sensitive areas and nothing more. Note that word, that quote from the Vatican Security Force saying that it only uses the security gear, quote, in a few sensitive areas. Folks, that's like if you put a padlock and a deadbolt and a machine gun at your front door and at your back door. That's your sensitive areas. You probably don't put a machine gun and a padlock on your wall. No, you only put security measures in a few sensitive areas. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, that if the Vatican has allowed an Israeli company to secure, quote, a few sensitive areas, that's just as bad as if they had put it around the 37-mile or 2 mile or however mile perimeter of Vatican City that there is. So in other words, the cameras are guarding the Pope's office and the Pope's apartment and the Vatican safe and the Vatican bank vault and the Vatican jewels and the Vatican intelligence office and all sorts of other things. So evidently, the Vatican wants to have their cake and eat it too. They don't want to let the world know that, in fact, they've turned their security over to the Israelis. And I have a note here from my producer that Mark Glenn called in off the air and says that Reuters has also run a story about the Vatican contracting a, quote-unquote, according to the Vatican source, a few sensitive areas and nothing more. Folks, I would recommend to our emailer the next time that he writes in and accuses me of carelessly mentioning things and saying that I don't check out my stories before blurting them out or making wild assumptions, that he read the story carefully. God Almighty, I'd hate to have the Vatican, or not the Vatican, the Israelis in charge of my security in a, quote-unquote, few sensitive areas. Oh, I love it. Oh, well. Got an interesting email also from someone who told me that he had contacted another JFK assassin researcher and asked him about my book, Final Judgment, regarding the Mossad involvement in a Kennedy assassination. Well, this so-called researcher said he hadn't finished reading my book. That's assuming he even ever cracked the book in the first place. But he referred to my book as, quote, a needless and elusive complication. Well, I would say it's needless because it forces people to do something they don't want to do, that is, confront the truth. It's elusive because people don't want to bother looking into many very reliable sources, many, many sources regarding JFK's difficult problems with Israel, regarding Israel's nuclear weapons, not to mention JFK's efforts to build forge friendly ties with the Arab world. People don't want to address that. It is a complication. It's a complication because it forces people to address these facts that so many people don't want to touch. Well, as I say, I'm pleased to say that I did receive, as you know, an invitation, or not an invitation per se, but Alex Jones told John Statmiller that he will have me as a guest on his program to discuss my book, Final Judgment, and I'm looking forward to that invitation from Alex. All right, folks, we are running out of time here, according to my watch, and I'm having some complications with my computer board here, but I'm going to go ahead and bring up Dave from Massachusetts, who has been waiting patiently. So, Dave, if you can hear me, if you're still there, come on up.
I can hear you fine, Michael. And
great. Good to see you here.
Hey, Ralph Woodrow called me today, and he said he sent you Christmas Reconsidered Monday, first class airmail.
Oh, yes, that's the book you mentioned, all right.
Yes, and so I addressed it, you know, to American Free Press of Michael Collins Piper.
Okay, I'll watch for it. Probably won't get it till Monday. The American Free Press office will be closed for the next 3 days, so I'll look forward to it. I'm sure it'll arrive by then.
Oh, it's not going to AFP's not open tomorrow, Michael?
What's that?
Oh, AFP's not open tomorrow?
Oh, AFP's office will be closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, yeah, okay. You'll have it. You don't see, you don't really need it, Michael, but it's just every aspect. Every attack on Christmas, it covers. So it'll be it's a great book to be familiar with, so that you can rebut these Christmas bashers. And I'll tell you what's very
difficult. Christmas deniers.
Yeah, very good, Michael. Yeah, Christmas deniers. And you know, I hate to have to say it, but these Christian identity people who think that they're Israelites living in the New Jerusalem and everything. They're worse Christmas bashers, Michael, and they're, you know, more vicious one on Christmas than even Abe Foxman of the ADL.
Well, I tell you what, in one respect, I would say, though, there is a lot of truth that the United States has become the new Jerusalem, but I'm beginning to think maybe it'd be more correct to refer to it as the new Babylon.
Yeah, well,
it is, in fact, that's the title of the book I was talking about that I'm working on and hoping to wrap up over the next couple of days, because that's where we stand today, Dave. America is no longer a Christian nation.
Yeah.
And people who run it are not Christians.
Yeah, yes, Michael. It's very interesting because for God's chosen antagonists, it's become the Jerusalem. But, for these identity, they're not in the at all. They're in Egypt, Babylon. They're slaves.
All right, Dave, have a Merry Christmas. I want to try to squeeze in one more call before we wrap it up. Stay tuned, folks. Be wrapping it up after this commercial.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio-blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tommy John. I may not be pitching for the major leagues anymore, but that doesn't mean I don't like to stay active. But like you, I get those pesky joint pains that come with age. So I take GoFlex. GoFlex is the 1-2 punch to knock out pain. It has an FDA-approved cream to quickly relieve joint pain and a doctor-approved vitamin that will guard your mobility and flexibility. So if you're suffering from pains associated with arthritis or the aches that come with age, GoFlex will help you. I know firsthand what pain is like. Years ago, they did a surgery on my arm so famous that they named it after me, the Tommy John surgery. Today, I don't let joint pain slow me down, and neither should you. If you're suffering from minor aches and pains, even the kind associated with arthritis, try GoFlex, risk-free. Thanks to GoFlex, even at my age, I can still throw batting practice.
To order GoFlex risk-free, dial 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848. 800-362-5848.
trying to bring up Steve from Chicago. Steve, are you there?
Yes, Michael. I just wanted to draw your attention to an article in the L.A. Times by Joel Stein, who is Jewish. It's entitled, How Jewish is Hollywood? And he lists the different executives. I could go down, News Corp President Peter Chernin, Paramount Pictures, Brad Gray, and, of course, Walt Disney is Robert Iger, Sony Pictures Chairman Michael Litton, surprise, he's a Dutch Jew, Warner Brothers Chairman Barry Meyer, CBS Chief Executive Leslie Moonves. I don't know what that is, but he's it says great uncle was the first Prime Minister of Israel. I wonder if that's Ben-Gurion. MGM President Harry Sloan, NBC Universal Chief Executive Jeff Zucker, and AMC President Charlie Collier. He rounds it out with mentioning that the super agent for all the stars is Rahm Emanuel's brother.
And yet, Steve, there are people. We've had people like Aryan from California who have called here and suggested that it's a myth that the Jews run Hollywood and that the Jews run the major media in this country. Well, now, this is the Los Angeles Times, a Jewish reporter in the Los Angeles Times writing this and saying this and not, and acknowledging it, and yet for those of us who dare to talk about it, we're Nazis and anti-Semites, and that we've dreamed it up. It's out of the protocols of Zion. It's an old canard. It's an old wives' tale. Now, how do you explain that, Steve?
Well, it's strange you should use the word canard, because it says here that the author, Joel Stein, contacted ADL Chairman Abe Foxman, who was in Santiago, Chile, hunting down Nazis, I guess. And
what did Abe Foxman say? It was a canard?
Yeah.
You know,
I can't finish it.
You know, we needed a good laugh for Christmas, Steve, and I think you gave us one.
Okay. But he says it means, Foxman says it means they think Jews meet at Cantor's Deli on Friday mornings to decide what's best for the Jews. It should go back. I can't help.
Yeah,
myself.
Now see, this is the kind of approach. This is the kind of approach that they take. You know, they're confronted with cold, hard facts and names and specifics, and then they kind of cast it in a comic light, saying that people think that they, as he says, meet at the deli to plot things. They don't need to meet. They think alike. That's why they accomplish what they do and do it so well. But again, Steve, here I am, just absolutely amazed that so many people just don't get it. Well, like Phil Turney said, hopefully more and more people will listen to RBN and maybe start to get it, because if they don't, we're in for one hell of a ride. All right, Steve. Well, listen, thanks for your call. Have a Merry Christmas, and that goes out to all of you. Apologies to those other callers we couldn't bring up here this evening. We will be here, I guess, Friday night, God willing. And all I can say is, have a very, very Merry Christmas, a safe Christmas. God bless America, because we sure need it.
Hello, my name